Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.
And this year's guest director has made clear that she wants the 51st Brighton Festival to play out across all of the city's varied communities. Kate Tempest has said that the arts should be social, not elitist. They should be part of our everyday life. They should be in our communities, not only on elevated platforms or behind velvet ropes. Well, I went along to the Hangleton Community Centre this morning to meet the centre's manager, Valerie Fauché, and others to find out just how that vision is becoming a reality in Hangleton.
It is a very busy place, and today it's just slightly much busier than usual, but you arrive at the time where parents come to drop their children at nursery. We also have a soft play that a lot of parents of young children use. We have a space that is rented also upstairs. So we have a Princess Trust team program based here. We have the ITF team from Brighton and the Hove City Council based upstairs. And in the hall, we offer all kind of activities. The circus project is based here. So there's a lot of circus, aerial circus classes. And then sports, dance, music, craft activities. Also in the evening, the centre is used a lot in these little rooms for community groups meetings.
So we've come into a side room to speak now, because outside is the normal noisy day here, and it sounds like arts is a part of what happens here on a regular basis, arts in the community.
Yes, arts in a broader sense. Performances, not really.
Something and new.
I've been here for 2.5 years now, and at the first time we have a real artistic performances that is offered to the community. And that's what is very, very exciting, that we're going completely out of what's happening here usually. And usually here at weekends, the main hall and the soft play and smaller rooms are rented by parents for children's birthday parties. And we have to do that. And we open every single weekend of the year, except for Christmas and New Year, to get the centre going. So seeing the centre open for weekend, well, it's just performances and workshops and creative activities for the local community. It's wonderful. It's such an opening into the art and the creative and artistic world that actually we don't have that much.
And I'm Ruth O'Leary, and I'm a volunteer coordinator. My main role has been to recruit some volunteers for a pop-up community cafe. And basically, it's in order to raise some funds for the centre for very specific pieces of equipment that we might need, because funding is obviously an issue, as we all know.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because in the middle of organising all this fun and the entertainment, you have to keep thinking about funding. It's funding as a community centre, funding for the arts. It's never ending.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's really important, because this is a brilliant community centre, and it's really valuable to our local community. And actually, I think a lot of people don't really understand how many activities and clubs that are run from here. So it's a really lovely opportunity to, again, get people in who maybe haven't been in for a while, just to sort of see what's going on.
And what kind of people are you hoping that might come along over the weekend that don't usually come along to the community centre?
Well, primarily, Kate Tempest, who's the guest director for the Brighton Festival, wants people who can't ordinarily afford to be able to come along to these events, who might find, you know, have a bigger family, for example, bus fares are an issue, to have something on their doorstep. And all of the activities are free. So we're hoping that we'll get more local residents in, BN3 postcodes particularly. But it's obviously open to the wider community, and we've got some tickets available. So everybody is welcome. So, yeah, just come and see us.
And what are you most looking forward to yourself, then, that's happening across the weekend?
As in events or just...
I don't know. Everyday epic. Tell me, it could
everyday,
be anything.
Everyday epic.
I mean, maybe not too personal.
Yeah, okay. Well, just basically just getting people together, you know, just getting our community together, because it's a rare opportunity to get everybody in one place. So that excites me a lot. And yeah, there's some fantastic shows and workshops, so I'm looking forward to quite a few of them. It's the first of its kind, so long may it continue.
I'd love this to plant a lot of seeds in children's opening to art, in parents engaging with the children more through some of the workshops, and for the community centre to attract more performances and artistic activities. That would be really wonderful.
Valerie Fauché, the centre manager, and volunteer Ruth O'Leary speaking to me at Hangleton Community Centre earlier. And while I was up there, I also wanted to find out a bit more about just how the community groups had been working along with the festival. So I took a walk along the corridor and spotted some staging being set up. So we've come inside the main hall here. I assume it's the main hall, is it?
Yes.
And there's setup going on for performances over the weekend, and I'm joined by
Naomi Alexander, the Artistic Director of Brighton People's Theatre.
Okay. And
Nicole Money, I'm Information, Advice and Guidance Coordinator at the Hangleton and Knoll Project.
Great. Now, it's all very exciting in here. What actually has been your involvement in getting this going?
So the Brighton Festival approached me back in the autumn to ask me whether I might be interested in helping them to realise Kate Tempest's vision for bringing the arts out into different communities across the city. And I was like, yes, I would absolutely love to do that. So I spoke to some people that I knew in the community sector across the city, and started talking to Nicole in Hangleton and Graham Allen over in Whitehawk, and formed partnerships with the Hangleton Knoll Project and Due East in East Brighton.
Was your first reaction, wow, that sounds like hard work, or grab it and run?
My reaction was, what a brilliant thing to bring to Hangleton, especially because so many residents here don't access the arts, don't necessarily go into Brighton, can't afford to go to a lot of performances, and to actually bring it out into the community, I think, was a really brilliant idea.
Now, you've been enthusiastic. How about the people in the community being involved? What's the...
There's a real enthusiasm, actually. I mean, the steering group members are members of the community, and they were very, very enthusiastic right from the very beginning, and giving their time on a voluntary basis to help get this going. In terms of the youth work team at the Hangleton and Knoll Project, they've given out all of the tickets, and these are all young people who've never been to anything of part of the Brighton Festival, and they're all coming tomorrow night to do the Audio Active and the Culture Clash and to see Kate Tempest, and this is all quite a new experience for them as well.
Do you think it's making people generally think again what the arts means? Because it can sound very much tutus and opera.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think it really has made it more accessible. And I think another element that was really good was also tickets that we could give to people who couldn't afford to go. And they've been able to use them to go to performances in Brighton as well. So I've worked with people who are unemployed or on very low income. And so for them to be able to bring their children to some of the events that we've got here in Hangleton, there's like Little Pieces of Us, which is making puppets. It's brilliant.
Now, that just endlessly smiling as you were talking about yeah. that. Is that the response that you've been getting? Working?
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. So the festival's done this initiative, which Nicole mentioned, called Pay It Forward. At one of the steering groups, two meetings ago, the festival came with 200 tickets that had been paid for by other people in the city and said, this is not charity. This is about recognising that there are barriers which stop people from accessing the arts in the centre of town. And this hopefully will make it slightly easier for people to get there. You still have the bus fare, you still have childcare, but this will enable you to actually go and enjoy what's on offer.
And I think the other element that was really brilliant here was that the steering group were involved in deciding which performances were most relevant to the local community. I think yeah. it was you yeah, did a call out.
We did a call out for artists across the UK and had some incredible, had a really amazing response, had loads of artists putting in proposals for what they would like to do. We discussed every single idea, put them up on the wall on huge sticky post-it notes, and then everyone had like green sticky dots they put on top to vote for the ones that they would most like to see, and the ones that got the most votes are the ones that we've programmed.
Something for everyone.
Yes,
yeah, that's what we hope.
Great, thanks very much. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With it.
Thanks.
That was Naomi Alexander from Brighton People's Theatre and Nicole Monet speaking to me earlier today at Hangleton Community Centre, the location of this weekend's Your Place event.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.